Title: EEOC Announces Enforcement Priorities for 2023 to 2027. Content: On Tuesday, January 10, 2023, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, publicly released its Draft Strategic Enforcement Plan, SEP, for fiscal years 2023 to 2027. The SEP describes the EEOC's top enforcement priorities, making it critical information for employers around the country. The draft SEP sets out the EEOC's six subject matter priorities for fiscal years 2023 to 2027, eliminating barriers in recruitment and hiring, protecting vulnerable workers and persons from underserved communities from employment discrimination, addressing emerging and developing issues, enforcing equal pay laws, preserving access to the legal system, and preventing harassment through systemic enforcement and targeted outreach. With respect to the first category, eliminating barriers in recruitment and hiring, the draft SEP states the EEOC will focus on the use of automatic systems, including artificial intelligence or machine learning, to target advertisements, recruit applicants, or make or assist in hiring decisions where such systems intentionally exclude or adversely impact protected groups. The draft SEP also expressly emphasizes the lack of diversity in both the construction and tech industries, noting the EEOC's priority will typically involve systemic cases, though claims by an individual or small group may qualify for enforcement focus if it raises a policy, practice, or pattern of discrimination. Employers should note the EEOC's decision to focus on AI and the tech industry demonstrates a heightened priority on remedying and preventing discrimination from automated and electronic screening tools used in hiring practices and employment decisions. On January 31, 2023, the EEOC held a public hearing titled Navigating Employment Discrimination in AI and Automated Systems, a New Civil Rights Frontier, where higher education professors, nonprofit organization representatives, attorneys, and workforce consultants prepared statements regarding the EEOC's new focus. The draft SEP includes specific details regarding the types of hiring practices and policies that the agency seeks to scrutinize. For example, the EEOC aims to prevent employers from isolating and separating workers in certain jobs or job duties based on membership in a protected class. The EEOC plans to achieve this goal by identifying vulnerable workers for more focused attention. In addition, the EEOC will scrutinize practices which limit access to work opportunities, such as 1. Job postings which either exclude or discourage some protected groups from applying, and 2. Denying training, internships, or apprenticeships based on protected status. The draft SEP also prioritizes preventing employers from denying opportunities to move from temporary to permanent roles. As for the second category, protecting vulnerable workers and persons from underserved communities from employment discrimination, the draft SEP expands the vulnerable worker priority to include categories of workers who, according to the EEOC, may be unaware of their rights, or reluctant or unable to exercise their legally protected rights. These categories include workers with intellectual and developmental disabilities, individuals with arrest or conviction records, LGBTQI+ individuals, pregnant workers, individuals with pregnancy-related medical conditions, temporary workers, older workers, individuals employed in low-wage jobs, and persons with limited literacy or English proficiency. The draft SEP proposes that district EEOC offices and the agency's federal sector program will identify vulnerable workers and underserved communities in their districts or within the federal sector for focused attention. Employers should be aware that the vulnerable workers focused on under this category may vary based on location. The draft SEP's third category, addressing emerging and developing issues, includes a focus on 1. Qualification standards and inflexible policies or practices that discriminate against individuals with disabilities, 2. Protecting individuals affected by pregnancy, childbirth, and related medical conditions under the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the newly enacted Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, 3. Employment issues relating to backlash in response to local, national, or global events, and 4. Employment discrimination associated with the COVID-19 pandemic.